Yeah, sometimes you can take the document and save it to your desktop, or your documents, and then open it from there. But if you try to open it right from an email, it will complain. And then there's also, a thing you can do where you set a trusted location in your computer. And so that's what I'll do is I'll save the file to my documents, and then I'll make my documents folder a trusted location. And so basically the computer says, any file that's in this location, the user has told me it's okay to open files that have the mark of the web, and then it will do it. And then once the mark of the web, once you kind of open it and then save it yourself, it kind of overrides the mark of the web. And there is ways in like properties that you can turn that off, but yeah, it's definitely kind of a nuisance. And then there's other ways to share documents that don't have that. You can use OneDrive, Microsoft's. You pay for your OneDrive, and you're sharing a document with another user, and that's supposed to be like a public deployment of your spreadsheet. And so if you use their infrastructure, then it doesn't get the mark of the web. So that's actually something I'm thinking about doing, because Excel can behave a lot like Google Sheets, where multiple users can edit a cell if you have it hosted on a OneDrive. And so depending on where everything goes, that might be something we look at.